Hey, Kofi, when you see some bigs that Wisconsin has that aren't, they don't have quite the muscle, do you start licking your chops going into a game like tonight?
I start licking my chops. Nah, I wouldn't say I lick my chops, man. You know, my coaches emphasize, like, how physical I should be in the games, in certain games, you know, certain games that they know I can take advantage. So I'm just prepared and ready for that. I don't really think I lick my chops. I think I could score on most of the bigs in the Big Ten, if not every, so I don't really get excited.
Rob. Wisconsin has this reputation for not fouling. You drew 10 fouls tonight. Would you talk about them collapsing and what it was like to play against two defenders?
You know, I experienced it a lot, especially in the last 3 years here. So, like, it's just about knowing how to deal with it right now, having patience and not rushing my shots. And just looking for these guys. You know, Jake's a great cutter. He gets open whenever he sees that happen or whenever his guy double off him. So it's just about reading the defense, you know, being composed and not rushing and turning the ball over.
Andy.
And DeMonte, I know you were guarding Johnny a lot. What kind of went into your approach guarding him, and how did you kind of have the success you did defensively against him?
Just making him make tough shots, making everything contested, really just making it hard for him, and just going with the flow like that.
Jeremy.
Jake, this is two Big Ten Player of the Year candidates kind of going against each other. Johnny with DeMonte limiting him, and Kofi. What do you think Kofi showed tonight of, you know, those kind of accolades?
I think Kofi showed who Kofi is. Every time he catches the ball, I expect something good to happen. I throw the ball to him a lot, and I read the defenses a lot, and they picked their poison and went with Kofi. Love playing with Kofi. That's all I love.
In the back, way back.
Kofi, yeah, I know Curbelo only played 11 minutes, I believe, but what impact does he make? I mean, he was getting you the ball, and you know when he's in the game, you're going to get the ball. I mean, just what kind of impact does Curbelo make when he's out there for you?
He gives us that composure, you know, being the floor general that he is. Just like reading defense properly, you know, cruising, just doing what he does. I mean, he definitely gives us more confidence, you know, with his ball control and like his passing. So he just gives us that other edge where he helps us both on defense and offense, where on defense he's so active. He talks, he's in the right spots, you know. So he definitely lifts us a lot.
Joey.
Jake, you got a couple to go down early. Did that help you get in a rhythm for this game? Or I guess what was it like to see some of those early threes fall?
It definitely feels good to see it go in. I feel like I've been in a little shooting slump. That doesn't really matter. We've been winning games. Coming to the game, I just decided I was out of my slump from here on out. So,
follow up. Go ahead.
How did you decide that and follow through on it?
I literally just decided. I was talking to Ty, and I told him I was back. I'm good. I'm out of the slump. It's mind control. Powerful power to mind.
Ooh.
Kofi, after struggling early in the year against Arizona and maybe not playing as well as you wanted to against Purdue and then not literally being able to play against Michigan State, to come out and play the way you did against the Wisconsin team, what's that mean to you?
I wouldn't call it a struggle, personally. I just think those guys played a really good game. You know, they had a really good execution defensively with us guarding me. I think I don't remember what I had against Arizona. I think I had a decent game. I don't think I had a horrible game. This game means a lot to me because, you know, this game, it was emphasis on this game. We were both tied for first place. That team is a really good team. They're projected to be a number one seed in the tournament, you know. So it was just about, like, preparing for what we want to achieve in the future, you know. We want to be in the tournament. We want to win the tournament ultimately. So it was just about preparing right now, making sure that we play the game the right way, we keep growing, you know. So it was really a big time that we had that win.
Yeah.
Kofi, have you been more active in your post moves when you get the ball in the post because you know the double's coming? It just seems like you've been a little bit more active and a little more sure of yourself when you get that ball.
Yeah, that comes with confidence, man. When you played in this league for as long as I did and you've seen so many different defenses and way in which guys guard you, you just have to be composed, you know. Especially with me, I trust myself that I made the right play. I trust my touch. You know, I work on my game a lot. So it's just about being patient, you know, not forcing anything. I'm trying to make the right reads. I have great shooters like Jake, and they uplift me a lot with just shooting the ball well so guys can't double as much as they should, you know. So it's just about reading the defense and making the right plays.
Jeremy.
DeMonte, feels like you guys won two games last week in this, you know, 50s. this game, you shut them down in the second half. What are you seeing from your defense, the growth, and what's that mean for you guys moving forward?
Just everybody being locked in and paying attention to the scouting report so we don't have scouting report errors and everybody holding each other accountable for that. I feel like that's big time growth for us.
Joey.
For Jake and Kofi, what is most impressive about Demonte?
Ooh.
This is energy, man. You know, Demonte's that guy. I keep saying it. He's that guy. He doesn't care about anything else. He's the most selfless guy I know. We're just like selling himself and trying to like win and do whatever he can for his teammates. You know, whether it's taking a charge, whether it's locking up the other team's best defender, best offensive player, and rebounding the ball the way he did at his size. You know, so just the sacrifices that he made, man, it means a lot to us as a team and as friends. You know, that's our brother before anything else. And this is vibe, man. It's a great vibe. He's a great leader and a great brother.
You may answer it. I was going to say, Monte from Peoria, he does not care. He don't care if something bad happened or something good happened. He gets a tough assignment every night, and he accepts the challenge every night. He plays hard, does all the little things that it takes to win. It's just, you know, brotherhood.
Back here to the left.
So obviously tonight you knew coming in that the winner of this game would take sole possession of first place in the Big Ten. Just can you talk about the crowd despite, I mean, the weather and just how loud that student section was tonight?
That's a lot of love. Shout out to Illini Nation. Saw on Twitter all the people talking about giving away tickets and people couldn't make it and all that. You know, I think that shows that Illini Nation is really behind us and they believe in us and they brought a lot of energy. I don't know. I couldn't tell how many people was or how full it was, but it was loud. It was tremendous.
Yeah, I can second something to that. You know, going into that game, myself, I felt like it wasn't going to be as much people as it should because of the snow. And man, when that game started, when I went on the court, when the buzzer sound, I looked in the stands, man, it was incredible, man. They gave me so much energy. The sacrifice that they make to come out here in the snow, it's incredible, man. And we appreciate you, Illini Nation, man.
Demonte, early in the year, there were a few times. Maybe you last year you played a lot of, you know, guarded a lot of fours, bigger guys. Mm-hmm. As this year's progressed, now you're defending more on the perimeter. How have you adjusted to having to guard more guys like Johnny Davis, for example?
Just sticking to the scouting report and taking on the challenge that coach gives me every game. Really, just going out there and competing for my brothers so we can get the win.
Joey.
Jake, I just got to know, I mean, you're from California. I know you've been here 3 years, but how did you learn the fabric of Peoria and how that impacts Monte?
Because I know Monte, and he's always talking about Peoria and all that.
Hey, man, you be all right, baby.
Yep.
For all three of you guys, after what happened last year with the Big Ten championship, I know that bothered you guys. How much does winning a Big Ten championship mean to you? And now that you're in first place, what's next for all three of you?
I would say we worked really hard to stay in first or to be in first place, and we got to work even harder to stay in first place. Last year we didn't win the regular season; we weren't regular season champs. So first we want that one, and then get back to that Big Ten championship. It's an amazing feeling, you know, to win a championship. And then after that, it's the tournament. So it's just one thing at a time. We got practice tomorrow. Just stacking every day, just building. We know what our goals are.
For each of you guys, I know you've talked about the next man up all year, but now that you guys are as full health, I think, as you're going to be, is there a lift just knowing that you've got everybody starting to come back in the fold?
Yeah, man, it's exciting. You know, I'm coming back for my third year. I just had that in my mind, going through my mind about how stacked this team is and how deep we are. You know, we have really good shooters. We have really good guards, really good bigs. And the first couple months, it's been a struggle with just like keeping the full roster. And now that we have the full roster, I feel like our confidence is gonna go through the roof. And right now, we're just gonna keep chopping wood and keep getting better as a team and individually. So it's just about growing right now as a team with the full roster that we have.
In the way back,
Monte, Jake piqued my interest. So what do you tell them about Peoria? What is a scouting report when somebody's never heard of Peoria? How do you describe 309 in Peoria?
Tough, man. We're going to do whatever it takes for us to win, no matter what it is. I'll be beating up them in the locker room all the time. But, yeah, just them just being tough and just stepping up to the plate and taking on the challenge.
Here to the left.
apologies if this has been asked. I was out. But this is mostly for Kofi. You know, you have Steven Crowell, but then you also have Tyler Wahl that you have to kind of, like, double team. Obviously, the focus was Steven, but how did you balance, like, having both of those decent post players?
You know, it's about preparation before anything else. Just locking in, watching film, knowing what those guys do, that makes my job way easier. You know personnel, you know that one guy's a shooter, one guy's not really a good shooter, so it's not a really good shooter. So just finding my spots, when I can help, when which player's on the court, when I can help off, which player I need to be up on, just adjusting when they rotate and come in the game. So it's just about scouting and knowing the personnel.
Anything else for the players? All right. Thank you, man.
It's still snowing outside. Hope it ain't.
Ooh. Yeah, I saw way more in New York.
Well, I'm going to make snow angels tomorrow, boy.